Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and yes, I am an American Family Farmer. I live on a family farm. I run a family farm. I've had some very interesting experiences in the last week with my cows, getting cows from various sources, finding out what the reality is firsthand from a lot of dairy farmers that I know. I used to milk cows, been around cows all my life, milk cows until 5 or 6 years ago, and I just couldn't get beyond the bureaucracy, the government interference, the fact that you can't find people that are legitimate, that have green cards to go work for you, all kinds of things. Some buildings collapsed, and I lost some cows. I don't know, it was the right time. I felt it was the right time. So over this past week, I've been traveling around to various states here in New England, picking up yearling heifers, because that's what I grow. During the season, starting now until the bad weather in December, I'll raise maybe 40, 45, mostly Jersey heifers, some Holsteins, a couple of Brown Swiss, that sort of thing, that are about a year old, weigh about 400 pounds, 450 pounds, and I'll get them to the point where they are well fed, they look good, they're groomed, and they're ready to be bred toward the end of the year so that they can calf in season next year. So I've gone around I went to a farm in Vermont, had a sale this past week. A fellow there was milking 180 cows. He couldn't make it. He was tired of it. He'd been on the family farm, his father's father of like three generations. And this guy just said, I'm not doing this anymore, for $16.23 a hundredweight when it cost me $21 a hundredweight to make milk. And this is the thing that dairy farmers are facing around the country day in and day out. I have a very close friend who's a cattle dealer. And he is he's 84, 85 years old. He and his father, the family's been at it forever. I've been friends with him for 45, 50 years, buying much of the cattle that I had through him, raising things for him, that sort of thing. And we were talking last night about how the situation has changed so that there's really no money anymore in animals other than beef cows. And, you know, there's a certain philosophy with people like me. I don't want to raise anything and then kill it. That's not me. But that's the way a lot of farmers are. A lot of people are eating beef, obviously. There's a market for it. So the prices on those animals is high. Dairy animals, dairy calves. I bought 6 heifers that were 2-3 days old for about $20 a piece, $23-24 a piece for some of them. And I'll raise them this year, and then I'll keep them around till next year. I've decided that I will do that to a point because, excuse me, I like it. Frankly, brings me back to where I used to be when I was a kid. That's how I sort of got weaned, if you'll pardon the pun, on raising and feeding calves when I was a kid. And so I've liked it. I like the feeling of it. I like watching them grow. I like helping. It's kind of nurturing. And so you see less and less of that, though, because these dairies are so damn big. They are. You know, there's a fellow that my friend sells to in New York. He's got 20,000 cows, buys 200-300 cows a week from various sources wherever he can get them. This is just wrong, frankly. And it's one of the reasons when you look around at your grocery bills, one of the news items this week is a focus on higher grocery bills. This program, the American Family Farmer, focuses on food, family, and the farm. And so this is a connection that we all need to have. Understanding where the food comes from came around last year during the first part of the pandemic when people couldn't find food in stores. And now, as we look at the next season, we see that people are objecting to paying more for groceries. But, in fact, what happened last year, the fact that most food grown on family farms and even some of the bigger producers was sold out during the season, so there wasn't as much of a chance to harvest food and to preserve it in whatever way people do it. Sometimes it's canned, sometimes it's frozen, you know, whatever. There's just not as much around. So this year, because of the lack of groceries, the prices are going up. And the latest consumer price index this week shows prices, as a matter of fact, let's see, through the end of March, the average price of what you could buy in February was up almost a point. Over last year's prices, almost 3 points higher. Gas has been one of the reasons for the, you know, it's gone up 9-10% in the last month. We know what effect that has. I've been buying equipment around the country, bringing it in, rehabbing it, and selling it as part of what I do on the farm, and get stuff to get trucked. I bought stuff in January that I still don't have delivered to the farm yet, because you can't get truckers. And when you can get them, it's three more, or maybe $3.50 a mile. Anybody who shipped anything, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And to find somebody, even at that price, crazy. And one of the reasons it's costing so much is because the price of petroleum has gone up, and that's going to increase the price of meats and poultry and fish and eggs, all gone up a half a point at least in the last month. Before the COVID situation happened, national average for a pound of bacon, $4.72. Last month, the national average for a pound of bacon, $5.11. Ground beef up to an average of $5.26 a pound from $5.02 last year. That's not much of an increase. Bread is up $2.66 a loaf from $2.44. In terms of bacon, it's about a buck more a pound. Dallas seeing hikes of 5% across the board for a lot of things like eggs. See, I think eggs, the idea that you only pay $6-7 for a dozen eggs, that's nowhere near enough for that farmer. It really isn't. If you're getting locally sourced, I get people to pay $8 a dozen for my eggs, and that's fairly cheap around here, $9-10. So anyway, the point is, people will come to you and complain about the prices. Smile and explain to them why it is that in this time when we may be only able to buy essentials, and the cost of a lot of these things has gone up, it's because it costs more money to do it, and it's time the farmer gets paid what he or she should get paid. Maybe you have coupons for food, whatever it is, but you don't go, if you're going out to buy and you're not going to the farm, don't go impulse buying. Don't be like me. I go to the grocery store when I'm hungry, which is probably the dumbest thing I could do. All right, let's move on now into an experience circumstance. We're going to have the executive director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters with us, talking about all of these broadcasters across the horn that are doing a lot of things locally and nationally that are very helpful. And we'll talk about how that situation has changed over the years as well. So that's coming up next here on the American Family Farmer. Let me remind you about something very important to all of us, our health and well-being. 77% of the people who died from COVID died because they were overweight, really overweight. So what do you do about that? Well, if you're smart and you want to be healthy and live a long life, then you don't eat everything in sight, you don't eat the wrong stuff, and you lose the weight that you have that you shouldn't have on. I know that sounds judgmental, but it's not meant to be. It's meant realizing, it's kind of like you should be slapped across the face if you're overweight, as so many people are. I was talking about going to the farm auction yesterday. Most of the guys in there are way overweight. Most of the farmers, dairy guys, either the cattle dealers were both slim and trim, but most of the farmers were heavy. So they need, as you need, I'm not being preachy here, but I am telling you what really is going on. You want to live a long and healthy life, then don't carry the weight around. You want to lose the weight, keep it off. Healthy way to do it is with Kellotren, Kalotren. It's the only natural weight loss formula in this country. Actually, it's enjoying success all around the world because it's so simple to use. Take 4 capsules before you go to bed at night, and it'll do its work. 45 days into beginning the program, you'll see the weight go away, and it's a great compliment to people's diet programs. You get on them, lose the weight, and hello, at the end of the day, you're going to start putting it back on if you don't take some precautionary steps. That's where Kellotren comes in. When you lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Go to their website, toploss.com, use the DJV code, and you'll get no shipping charges, and you'll be, there's a special spring sale on right now. You'll be entitled to the prices and the values of all the Calitrin products at toploss.com. Use the code DJV at checkout.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, is that a Kohl's bag?
Yep, my mom's the workout queen. So I got her Champion and Adidas gear for 25% off, and I got Kohl's cash.
Okay, that's impressive.
With the deals for her workouts.
Oh, girl, sometimes shopping is my workout.
Yes, you sound like my mother-in-law. I got her cute patio pillows, also on sale, and with free store pickup, I got it all in less than an hour.
You win Mother's Day.
Offers valid April 16th through 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Continuing on now, this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Tom Brand, who happens to be the executive director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Now, the people who listen to this program, Tom, we aim it at three people, three segments of the society, farmers, families, people who are interested in food. I'd say that was a pretty broad and expansive outlook on life. So, you as the director of the Association of Farm Broadcasters, one would think this would be that farm broadcasters are in limited supply, given the fact that farming has changed so much over our lifetime, your lifetime, my lifetime. Are you a farm guy, by the way? That's some good places. You're a broadcaster for sure, listening to that voice, but are you a farm guy?
I grew up on a farm in northwest Missouri, and I would say it was a very diversified family farm with row crop and cattle and hogs, as well as a pasture and a good farm background that I was on for the first 20 years of my life. And then the university came along, and the opportunity to get into farm broadcasting came along with that. Mom and Dad still have the home place, and we get back there quite a bit. But it's been a few years since my toes and my fingers have been deep in the dirt too.
Well, I'm telling you that my fingers and toes get deep in the dirt all the time. I still enjoy as a farmer. I'm on the dairy end of the cow end of things, but still we have to grow the things that we're feeding. So there's plenty of dirt around, plenty of manure. Plenty of people. When I do my Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, the ladies who are on with me always marvel at my stories of the farm. And one of the things that I think we all share in common if we grew up in that circumstance is our strong immune system from being exposed to all of the things that we were exposed to as kids, all the dirt, the manure, the things that were around the farm that, in fact, we get in little doses, they build up our immune system, don't you think? Don't you feel that way about your well-being?
Exactly that, and I tell you what, I think I've still got calluses on hands and feet that were probably developed on those first 20 years of my life as well. So.
Hold on a second, Tom. We'll continue. This will be a good conversation. People who want to know more about farm broadcasters, maybe have your favorites. We'll talk about them with Tom Brand. I'm Doug Steffen.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Next portion of the program brought to you by your friendly local family farmer. I should say that maybe more often, because those are the people to whom I am broadcasting. The National Association of Farm Broadcasters includes lots of variety, I'm guessing. Tom Brand is here with us, the executive director. This group was founded, what, right around the end of World War II, right? The National Association of Radio Farm Directors. So how did that come to be? Who were the first players in this field, Tom?
You know, the discussion about having an organization for farm broadcasters actually started in the midst of World War II. It was at the National Radio Institute meeting in Columbus, Ohio, that there's a group of, at that time, all men that came together. Most of them were either connected with the radio station as a broadcaster, and some of them were actually on the air because they were extension agents. And extension agents, of course, were invited in on a regular basis to share the story of agriculture with radio listeners. And this group had talked about doing some sort of an organization. So right in the midst of World War II, 1944, this group said, you know what, we need to move forward. Some of those early guys that people may be familiar with, Maynard Spies out of WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Herb Planbeck from WHO Radio. We also had guys that were down in Tennessee, John McDonald down there at WMC Radio, about 35, 40 different fellows altogether. And the organization continued to grow just because of the amount of interest there was in talking about agriculture and, to some extent, home economics on the radio.
How do you mean? Let's talk a little more about that and how that played. And the reason I ask you that is because I was the director, I was on the board of the local 4-H, and one of the things that I thought of as I was growing up as a kid, that 4-H was all about the farm, and I guess to a point it was, but there was a lot of attention paid when I was on the board of directors to something I didn't realize was a part of it, and that was what you just said, things that can be applied to living at home, things that can be done at home, oftentimes thought of as women's chores, that sort of thing, right? Am I off base or on base here?
No, you're right on target. In fact, when you think about the 1940s, of course, we didn't have television, so how did you educate people in mass? Well, you either had a meeting or you talked about it on the radio. And so these guys were talking about planting techniques, you know, weaning calves, castrating cattle, gardening tips, what the weather forecast was. This is a great way for being able to gather weather information that we know so many farmers are dependent upon, not on just a daily basis, but literally on an hourly basis. And so it was an education on the radio. As Extension developed, you know, there got to be newsletters that were sent out. As our association developed, television came along, and that became another great teaching tool for viewers as well as the listeners. And, you know, the more technology we've had in place, the easier it has been to educate people. But the connection that farm broadcasters still have with their audience today is the fact that they're sharing information and still sharing some techniques and some advice that we think will be helpful for their farming operation.
Yeah, it's all about, it's interesting, you're talking about what the ladies who are on the DJV, my Monday through Friday show that I do around the country, they tease me, they call it dirt talk, farm talk, dirt talk, talking about what's going on the farm and what we use to enhance, you know, and I was talking about how much lead there is in the soil recently and how, you know, most people just don't know what's going on and what the real, even with COVID, we at least learned where the food was coming from or where it wasn't. And that's another issue. I want to talk about some of the issues we're into now as we continue here. Tom, please hold on. Tom Brand, Executive Director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch controls to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Columbus, Ohio have released body cam footage and the 911 calls from the fatal shooting Tuesday of a black teenage girl. 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant was shot by Officer Nicholas Reardon. He was responding to a 911 caller who said there were girls trying to stab them. In body cam footage, one girl can be seen lunging at two people with an apparent knife, which is when the officer fired. Two other officers on scene gave Bryant medical attention after the shooting, and she was later pronounced dead at the hospital. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has opened an independent inquiry into the incident. Several hundred people gathered in downtown Columbus Wednesday night for a vigil and marched to the Columbus Police Department headquarters. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering the paid time off with funds allocated in the COVID relief package Democrats passed through Congress in early March. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Conditions continue to worsen on the southern border. Tim Berg has more.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in six counties over the recent jump in illegal aliens being detained at the U.S. border. Ducey's office announcing that he'll order up to 250 National Guard troops to the border in the next few days. Things just as bad in Texas, with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton telling Fox Business,
"Look, it is a humanitarian disaster like I don't know that I've ever seen in my life in the United States, and it's created by policies that were brought on by the Biden administration. I don't think that's the whole reason I think that the Biden administration is avoiding the president and the vice president, avoiding going to the border. They don't want to draw attention to this. They want to keep it as secretive as possible and continue to bring these illegals through the country and then ship them out somewhere else other than Texas and really all over the country."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Justice Department is launching an investigation into the policing practices of the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests.
Attorney General Merrick Garland there. He says the DOJ will also be looking into whether or not the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back in the second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Tom Brand. I'm interested in talking to him. I don't know Tom, hadn't known him before. As a matter of fact, I don't belong to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I suppose we ought to take care of that, Tom, so that this program is on the radar of people who are doing farm broadcasting, because that's what it's aimed at. And we have 280 some odd stations who are carrying this program every week. So somehow or other, I guess I should be in the fold there. And now that I know you, maybe I can get a little, I can get an application.
we'll be glad to do that, Doug. You've got a good footprint with the affiliates that you have across the country, and we'd welcome you to be a part of the organization.
Well, I think it's important for us all to be together in this time of limiting resources, and I guess the COVID thing has certainly underscored that for farmers as well as everybody else. Tom, as executive director, you started when you were young on the air doing what sort of reports? Let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you got started. I know when I got started doing farm reports, it was on WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio. I went to school in Heidelberg, and so I was a broadcaster there as a kid. And I remember, as a matter of fact, I worked on the bull farm there. while I was going to Heidelberg. And, you know, that gave me an insight that I hadn't gotten growing up on the farm milking cows. It was different, you know. It's we all know how it works, but it was a whole different, it was just different. And so, talking about the things, we do the market reports every day, you know, what was selling, what were the commodities numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's changed a lot since then, although there still is a lot of focus on commodities numbers. But what was your experience as you got started? Where was it first that you were on the air?
So my hometown is Hopkins, Missouri, which sits about 2.5 miles south of the Iowa border. And I was blessed with some good quality radio stations to be able to listen to. One of those was KMA out of Shenandoah, Iowa, which is home to Earl May, a nursery and garden singers. And the May family had owned that station. And I've told people the story before. Whenever farm broadcasts came on the radio, lots of times we were gathered around the dinner table, and there's only one thing that was ever said, and that was my dad saying, "Listen." And at an early age, I knew how important it was to listen to what was taking place. I've also told people I'm thankful that he never did say shut up or be quiet. What he said was listen. And I think that verb made me tune in to the importance of what was being talked about on the radio. So that probably planted a seed early on that I didn't recognize until years later. Of all things, I was involved with FFA. I was a chapter president my junior and senior years in high school. And our FFA chapter had pig races to celebrate our town's centennial picnic celebration. And they needed someone to be the announcer. And my ag advisor said, "Well, since you're chapter president, you're going to be the announcer for the pig races." And several times out of that, people told me, "You ought to be a broadcaster." And I really ignored that because my idea was to go on to university and be an engineer and I was George Bailey. I was going to shake the dust of the little town off my feet and go and build the world. And I quickly found out in college that engineering was not for me. I gravitated back to public speaking and being able to write and being able to connect with people around me. I was introduced then to a fellow that had been an intern for Orion Samuelson, who was probably the most well-known farm broadcaster in the United States. And he said, "You ought to be in radio." And he was right. The bug hit. So my early days in broadcast were actually editing stories for University Extension in the basement of Whitten Hall at MU and really learning the craft of putting stories together. Those were usually stories that were less than a minute long. My introduction then to live radio came as a disc jockey at a Christian radio station. Taught me some great methods of back timing, connecting with the audience, what was important to talk about on the air, and then the opportunity to come along as a farm broadcaster developed after that. I spent 19 years as a farm broadcaster on the air before I had a chance to go to work for the association.
Well, very interesting. I was thinking as you were talking about what you learned in the early years of your broadcasting career, hitting the post was the thing that was most desirable when I was a young disc jockey in the 60s and early 70s before I started doing talk. It was always hitting the post. And I was always talking about what was going on in the community. I loved talking about farming. I talked about food a lot, even then when I was in my teens and 20s, to the point the fellow who ran the radio station would come into the studio and tell me to shut the F up and play the music. And we've all had bosses like that. I'm sure you have as well. And then you turn it into something that is so important. Having farm info, you mentioned Samuelson, who was the dean. What, he retired recently at 89 or something? How the hell old was he when he was done at WGN?
Yeah. He retired last December, I think 87 years old as he retired. Still, though, active, staying connected and talking about agriculture, though, still today.
You know, he didn't epitomize the announcer sort. He was, his friendly manner and his voice was secure. It made people feel secure versus Max's voice, which is, the down deep in your bowels. And I don't say this, I have nothing against Matt. I don't even know him, really. But I know that for me, what I wanted to hear was something that comforted me. And I expect, going back to what your father said about listen, it was listening to people who made you feel, I'm sure your father needed to feel secure about what price he was going to get for all the stuff that he was doing on the farm. And that would come through on the radio, right? Isn't that what you experienced?
That's exactly right. You know, I can remember a variety of reports. Creighton Canal and Jim Lightfoot were our two farm broadcasters at the KMA. And we also had KAPQ in St. Joseph and able to hear Gene Williams and Gene Millard and Mike Rails back there. The connection that we had went beyond just talking about the commodity markets, just talking about the weather forecast. We considered them a part of our breakfast table, dinner table discussion. You know, just they were our friends and neighbors. And I think that's the unique connection that farm broadcasters still have with their listeners today.
Yeah.
And my gosh, commodity prices are available on your cell phone.
Yeah.
So is the weather forecast. And,
yeah.
And while I think, and we've done a lot of research about this, Doug, while I think that the farmers still utilize those sources for information, when we ask what's the number one reason you listen, they're listening for markets and they're listening for weather. So, there's something to be said about not being able to replace that human voice and that personal connection that people feel. That was one of the things that I really enjoyed when I was a broadcaster, was that people would come up that I did not know. And they'd say, oh, I heard you talking about this the other morning and really, really enjoyed that. And you made me laugh when you told the story about your kids doing this. And our kids, you know, they did something similar. It gave me stories that I was able to share as well. You know, when we started the midday, I had an hour-long midday broadcast from 11:30 to 12:30 every day. That first two or three minutes is what we called happy talk. It was me and the other announcer that just got done visiting about different things.
Yeah,
Then we get into the business of commodity markets and doing interviews with different groups and individuals, but that helps strengthen that connection with that audience.
I think you're right. That's we all want to be known as they want us. The number one thing isn't the information. It's feeling comfortable with your character. And that is still the case today, I think. And that's what the hallmark is. Although a lot of advisors, a lot of consultants say, get right to the story. You know, and I do that most of the time. Every once in a while, I have a story of my own. And so that's, it's got to be a blend. Having a conversation here with a gentleman who has lots of grit, Tom Brand, Executive Director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. I want to talk about a couple of other issues as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. It's time for us to spend a minute talking about your arrest. The story this week is that if you're in your 50s and 60s and you're not getting a good night's sleep, it'll be you that heads to the Alzheimer table. We don't want dementia. We don't want Alzheimer's. We want to have a good night's rest. Farmers and people that are working in the business, as well as everybody else, needs a good night's rest. And when you go down for 7 or 8 hours of sleep, most important to be comfortable. And that's where my pillow products come in, whether it's the sheets, whether it's the pillows, whether it's the mattress topper, the mattress itself, there's all kinds of reasons to go look at the catalog at MyPillow.com. Now there's something new. MyPillow has developed My Slippers. That's what they're called, the new My Slippers from MyPillow, made with a three-tier cushioning system combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam. All there to make your feet feel wonderful. They'll never feel like this again. I love the support the moccasin does. The moccasin, two different kinds of these slippers. One is moccasin type, the other is slip-on style. You can see them both at MyPillow.com, available in a variety of colors and sizes. So right now, using the DJV code at MyPillow.com, you get 40% off these new My Slippers. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and take advantage of not only the deal for the slippers, but the deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the mattress toppers I was talking. Check out all the products at the product catalog at MyPillow.com and get yourself a pair of these slippers. You're going to like it. That's MyPillow.com. Code at checkout is DJV. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study for J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, got a few more minutes here with Tom Brand. So the number one issue today, what are we talking about? What do you think gets people's attention more than anything else, Tom?
Well, I think the local news that farm broadcasters are covering is always going to be something that people turn their ears on for. As far as a national issue, we'll be getting into a discussion about farm bill. International trade is always of interest to the farmers and ranchers across the country. You know, it used to be that you were just as concerned about what was going on down the road from you and across the county as you were anything. And now we know that this is an international marketplace that we work and interact in. So I think that policy in D.C. and also what's going on the world stage are probably the things that people are attuned into best.
One of the things that I found most distressing was the relief program, the government programs, and how little the family farmers got versus the big agribusinesses. And I know as a farm broadcaster, you have to sort of cater to all sides here because there are interests that are certainly following what the big agribusinesses are doing, Cargill, ADM, et cetera, et cetera. But then there are guys like me that think those people are the enemy. And so you get into that and you got to talk about both. There are all sides of this. I'm sure you encounter that all the time, do you not?
You know, whenever I was a broadcaster, that was one thing I tried to be very aware of, because I had strong opinions on things that I thought were more important to talk about. But at the same time, I think it's always good that we tell a balanced approach to the story.
The whole story.
So people can understand the big picture of things.
Agreed. Well, you can go to, what's the website for you? It must be National Association of Farm Broadcasting.com or something, yeah?
We actually keep it pretty simple. It's NAFB.com.
There it is. Tom Brand, Executive Director here on this week's American Family Farmer Show. Good to talk with you, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate the opportunity.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen with this listening reminder. The American Family Farmer program is aired on hundreds of radio stations every week around the country. We also have a podcast with many of the tidbits, if you will, from our most successful conversations, including the most recent American Family Farmer podcast, which is a focus on a fellow who is running a farm at a correctional facility. He also oversees the kitchens and the dining facilities. It's very interesting talking to him. It sort of brought me back, and we talk about that on the program, to the days when states would run, the state prisons would be on farms, and people would be on the, you know, obviously at prison, but they'd be working on the farm, learning skills. It was a very important thing, and not many of those exist anymore. Budget cuts and a lack of forethought, that sort of thing exists. But this Mountain View Correctional Facility up in Maine is just the opposite. They are intensive vegetable growers. The fellow who's in charge of the farm, in charge of the kitchen as well, teaching the composting to the inmates, how that works, and how you can grow food using all the stuff that's created inside the facility, creating menus, teaching people how to cook, bakeries, all that good stuff. It's a very good story. And this outfit provides 1,300 to 1,500 meals a day for people in need up in Maine. So it's a great story, and I'm happy to tell it on the American Family Farmer. You get the gist of that in our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now into my thoughts this week, it became obvious that we were, the family farmers were more victimized, I'll put that word out instead of screwing, which is probably a little more to the point, by the federal government. The relief program failed to help most farmers. That's the conclusion of another study that was done by farm interests in California and in Texas and also Georgia, other places around the country, where land-grant colleges doing a lot of studying of what in the heck happened to all of this money. Well, what happened to it is, and we've gone through this 100 times since this all started a year ago, went to the wrong places, the wrong people, to the wrong elements of the farming or agricultural community. So as a result, there's still a lot of people who are in dire straits. The most recent of these programs, the PPP and the EIDL, are still available, and the monies are a little bit more free-flowing. But a lot of farmers don't even know this stuff existed because they were used to getting money through the old USDA means, and the USDA is still doing it, but during the last administration, and to a point during the current administration, the money has gone to the monopolies, the companies that are controlling our food supply, and there are very few of them, as you know. Joe Biden has been a policy minimalist pretty much through his whole career. He promised to make sure farmers and producers have access to fair markets. A lot of rhetoric there. To this point, that has not done us any good. I don't see any of that. Farm, labor, consumer, environmental, other advocates are trying to get together to break up some of these monopolies, because that's really where the power is. The abusive and arrogant food giants, in my estimation, are ruining our system. And remembering that these chemical conglomerates are all international corporations, not headquartered in America. The companies that are buying up the sources of food, poultry firms, pork firms, most of them are not American companies. In fact, the Chinese are involved up to their Mickey in the pork market. The Chinese control 85% of the pork market and 71% of the poultry market. Most people don't even know that. And then there's Cargill and ADM and Dreyfus. They control 90% of all the grain marketed in the world. John Deere and an Italian conglomerate control half of the market for tractors and farm machinery and farm equipment. The people all buying up the land, like Bill Gates and his ilk. What is he doing with all this land? Nobody seems to know. I hope he's going to use it for good, but nobody seems to know. What I do know is that we have way too much control and power because of the campaign finance laws, when Citizens United ruined the electoral process by allowing corporations to be as individuals giving money to these candidates. That's when you can see the beginning of the end. Time for us now to rally and fix that problem with our politicians and the system. That's my advice. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.